On Tuesday, May 30th, the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency launched a target missile from the Marshall Islands. Minutes later, an interceptor was fired from California with the goal of hitting the missile and destroying it. The interceptor was part of the Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense System, or GMD, which is the only missile defense program that is solely meant to defend the country from a limited, long-range nuclear missile attack from a rogue country like North Korea. You might know the program by its previous iteration, which was known as National Missile Defense. This was the first intercept test in nearly 3 years, and according to the Missile Defense Agency, it was a success. The interceptor destroyed the target. Cause to celebrate, right? Not so much. We wanted to talk to a real missile defense expert about the test, and we didn't have to go very far. Philip Coyle, a senior science fellow here at the center, served as an assistant secretary of defense and the Pentagon's chief weapons evaluator for about 7 years. He's also had other impressive posts, like associate director at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory and associate director for national security and international affairs in the White House Office of Science and Technology. I spoke with him about the latest GMD test, the problems that have plagued the program for more than 15 years, and what the test means for the future.
Phil, thank you for joining us. So, let's start with the basics. North Korea doesn't yet have the ability to reach the United States with a long-range missile, but some say that if they do get that capability, we can use our own missile defenses to shoot it down. What missile defenses are they talking about, and is that claim true?
If North Korea would ever get a missile that could reach the United States homeland, we would be relying on a missile defense system that's currently deployed in Alaska and in California, but which has had a very poor performance record, so poor that you wouldn't dare count on it, you wouldn't dare depend on it to defend against an attack.
So just technically speaking, this seems like a really big challenge. A long-range missile flies through the atmosphere into space, right? And then back through the atmosphere where it strikes a target. And my understanding is the best time to intercept a missile is while it's still in space. So how fast would a long-range missile be going at that time?
Well, when it's out in space, a ballistic missile could be going 15,000 miles an hour, maybe more, depending on the capability of the rockets that pushed it out in space. And the interceptor that's trying to hit it is going that fast out in space also. So if you miss by an inch, you miss by a mile.
And how fast is the missile going compared to something we're used to, like maybe an airplane?
Well, airplanes travel 400 or 500 miles an hour. So this would be 30 times faster than when you're doing a continental flight in the United States.
Okay, so let's talk about the specifics of this National Missile Defense Program, or Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense. How much has it cost so far?
All in all, a little over $40 billion.
Right, and even after the latest test, the failure rate of the program is still not very good overall, right? You often say that the tests of the program are highly scripted, as in not realistic. Why has that been the case?
The tests that have been done have been scripted for success, partly because they're so expensive, they can cost $250 million a piece, and partly because it's embarrassing to the Pentagon when they fail. So they're scripted for success. What's astonishing to me is that the failure rate has been so high when they're set up to try to be successful. If they were conducted in a way so that the mock enemy was trying to fool the defense, which a real enemy would do, with decoys or countermeasures or other tricks, the failure rate would be even worse.
So what's your response to the latest test? What does it actually mean in the context of the program's entire testing record?
Well, they desperately needed a success. The failure rate has been so bad, they desperately needed this success. Unfortunately, their batting average is still only 4 successes out of now 10 tries, a success rate of only 40%, which is still not much to write home about. So the Missile Defense Agency is going to have to do many more tests. In particular, they need to begin testing things which they've never tried. For example, they've never done a test at night. The tests have tended to be at the same time of day, when the lighting of the enemy target is best. They need to do tests at night. They tried one time years ago, but it failed for other reasons, having nothing to do with the fact that it was done at night, and they've never tried again since. Similarly, the Missile Defense Agency needs to do tests where they try different kinds of countermeasures, different kinds of decoys. A little bit of that has been done, but not the kind of decoys that an enemy that was really bent on fooling us would use.
Okay, so with all of that in mind, if you were elected President of the United States and someone asked you whether you could depend on this program to keep them and their family safe, how would you respond?
My response would be no, because the tests already show that you can't. The test results are so poor, the system fails so often, that you just can't depend on it.
Thanks, Phil.